Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Mar Ishanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara and Yoma, at the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, leading into Daf Ayin Ches, talks about the river that La'asad Lava will become out from the Beis Kachay Kedashim, and that this river will grow in size, and it'll be mezgaber va'oyla ad shemagia lepesach beis David. That'll be get bigger and bigger until it comes lepesach beis David. And when it comes there, nasa kenachel shaitef, like a river, shebo reichtzin zavin v'zavos nidos v'yaldos. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk, v'yomahu yeh mekar niftach lebeis David, uliyayishve Yerushalayim lechatos ulenida. And Rabbi Yosef darshins from the end of that pasuk, Yoishve Yerushalayim lechatos ulenida, it's a remez that the mikvah, a nida, should be tovelin, should be big enough, shetzricha leishev ad tzavara b'mayim. The height of the water should be that when she's sitting down, should be up to her neck with water. And then the Gemara concludes, v'les hilchasa kavasei, we don't paskin like Rav Yosef that the height of the mikveh water for the nida has to be ad savara when she's sitting. And the Mefarshim argue, what is the less hilchasa kavasei? When the Gemara says we don't hold like Rav Yosef, is it lechumra or lekula? The Siach Yitzhak brings that the shear is higher than up to her neck when she's sitting. The way normally a woman should be tovel lechatchila is derech gidilasa. And therefore, since we don't want her to bend down too much when she's doing a tvila, we want a shear higher than up to her neck when she's sitting. The Shulchan Aruch Taka brings halacha lemaisa in Yoredeya, simin kuf tzadik ches, simin lamed vav. Tzarech sheyia mikva gavaya mimal tibura zeres lepachos. It has to be at least a zeres above a tibura. The Be'er HaGoyle says that zeres is a chatzi ama of shisha tvachim. The Rabbein El Yaakov brings the other way. The less hilchas kavase is lekula. Rabbi Yosef holds sheteshev ad savara, and it shouldn't be very low, the water. Leis hilchas kavasei, that even if it's so low that she has to be tovel, lay down in it, as long as she can lay down in it and have her guf covered, that's good enough. And that's the less hilchas kavasei like Rav Yosef. But even if it's just low the water enough that she can lay down and be covered kol guf, that's good enough. But either of the ways that we learn this Gemara, Rav Yosef is coming to give a shiur about the height of, l'chatchila at least, the height of the water for the mikveh, and the less hilchas kavasei, either l'chumra or l'kula. The Igros Moshe in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Vav, has a chiddushtik way to learn the Gemara of Rav Yosef. He learns it as a raya to a taz. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Tzad Ches Sif Lamed Hei brings the whole way a woman should be standing when she's tovel. She shouldn't be too much bent, too much with the hands close to her, too much they should be spread apart kederech hilucha. And at the end of the Sif, the Mechaber says that v'im shinsa she's a little bit bent too much, or stood up too straight. Also, a tefillah, it's still good at tefillah. And then the Mechaber finishes, v'yesh misha aymer shelo olsa. There's another daya that if she's not so exact and careful in how she stands and bends a little, so there might be folds in the skin, the chatzitzas when she's tovel, elo also a tefillah. The Taz asked the Kasha, how could it be that Yesh Misha Ayma Shelo Olsa? Earlier in Simen Lamed, the Mechaber says, Eina Tzricha Lagbir Agleh B'Shas Tfilasa. She doesn't have to lift her feet b'shas tvilasa, because he says mipnei shamayin makdim la'ragleha. The mayim already went on her feet when she entered the mikvah. In other words, when she entered the mikvah, the water already got on the bottom of her feet. So now, even when she's tayvel and she puts her kol guf in, if her foot is on the standing on the floor of the mikvah, there's at least a chibur between the water that was on her foot before she put it down to the water of the mikvah around her. And that chibur between the water of the mikvah and the water that's under her foot from when she first went into the mikvah is good enough to make it that the water under her foot is considered mei mikvah. Therefore, the Taz says, how could it be in this case when the woman, when she's being tayvel, if she puts her arms too tight together or her legs too tight together, there's going to be a problem of chatzitza? The water that was on it before she made it too tight should get mechuba to the mikvah water, and it should be good enough to be a tefillah. So the Taz says it must be this chshash in Siman Lamed Hey is that she's going to pull her arms close together before she even enters the mikvah at all, before it gets wet at all. And therefore, no water will get on the fold, and therefore she won't have a chibur between the mikvah water and the water on her fold, because she'll have folded it before she entered the mikvah, and there won't be any water there at all. So Rav Moshe, the Igros Moshe, says this is what Rav Yosef was coming to say. Rav Yosef was not coming to give a shiur about the height of the water in the mikvah. Rav Yosef was saying, the woman sarich leishev kaidim shetitfol. The woman should sit in the mikvah before she fully dunks herself under the water. Because if she sits first in the mikvah, so the water is going to get on all her body, then even if when she goes completely under with her head, she has some parts of her body that she pulls tight together, there won't be a problem of the mikvah water not getting there, because since it got wet before she folded any part of her body, there'll be a chibur between the mikvah water and the water that was on there from before. And that's the din of Rabbi Yosef. Not to give a shiur to the guy of a mikvah, just to tell you that mikan remez, that before the nida is tayvel, she should sit ad savara b'mayim. And even though the Gemara finishes less hilchas akavasei, less hilchas akavasei, meaning we don't have to be chayshish so much, and therefore the nida doesn't have to first sit at tzavara, she doesn't have to worry so much about the folds, but still it comes out that the din of Rav Yosef would be an appropriate thing to do. And therefore it's a raya to what the Taz says, it's nachon for every woman to first sit in the mikvah before she completely dunks herself, in order to make it that there won't be any problem if she pulls her arms or her legs too tight. The Tosfos on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph brings that they asked Rav Yehuda Gaon, Tfilas nida midaraisa minalon. How do we know a nida has to be toivel to get rid of the tumas nida? The havamina being that nowhere in the parsha of nida does it say that she has to be toivel to remove her tumah. The pasuk just says shivis yamim tiad tibinidasa, and it never mentions tefillah there. And therefore, the kasha is, the havamina is, that perhaps a nida should be tamei 7 days. And at the end of the 7 days, the tumah should just leave her. Tosis brings that the Rav Yehuda Gaon answers that we know it from a kal v'chayma, that since the Torah tells us that the things the nida touches, the kelis that the nida touches, they need tvila to be tahar, therefore a kal v'chayma, if the things that the nida does maga, that she touches, they need tefillah to be tahar, kal v'chayma, the nida herself should need tefillah to be tahar. And on this teretz, the Sefer Eshkol at the beginning of Hilchos Mikvos asks, L'chayra, all we could learn from this Kal V'chayma is that a neder should need tvila for tahiros. Just like kelim need tvila in order to make them tahar, to use them together with tahiros, with kachim, so the neder, in order to touch tahiros, in order to touch kachim, she should need tvila. But this Kal V'chayma would not teach us that she needs tvila l'tahara mibala. In fact, the Sefer Eshkol says, we see that by a Yoledes, that after she's Tevel, there's a period of Tvulas Yom Arach, where she's Mutal Abayla, but still is not allowed to kachim. Furthermore, we see that how the Rabbanon were Machma L'inyan Tyrus versus Baila, that L'inyan Tyrus to be Mitar her, she needs Kavana in the Tvila, while the Linyan Baila, even a Tvila without Kavana would be Mitarha. And therefore we see that the Issa L'Baila is more Kal than the Tyra as far as Tyrus. And therefore, even if you have a Kal V'chayma, that she needs Tvila because her Maga needs Tvila, so her herself needs Tvila, L'Chayra, that could be only a Kal V'chayma as far as making a Tal a Tyrus. But still, we would not know that she would need tefillah to be mata labayla. Maybe as maheta labayla, after 7 days, she's automatically mutter. And what we do see from this kasha of the Eshkol is that as far as Anita, that which makes her usa labayla is not the tumah. The tumas nida and the isa labayla are two separate things. So much so that the Eshkol wants to split it and say, you only have a raya that she needs tefillah for Tyrus, but maybe she'd be mutter labayla even without any tefillah. That they're not tully zabazah. Rabbeinu Tam himself learns that we will learn out this din that a neder needs tefillah from what's written the clay midyan. By the clay midyan, it says they did tefillah on the kelim and b'mei nida yischata. So we darshan it, mayim she nida tovelas behem, comes out, we see from there that there's a concept of tefillah by a nida. And the Gvura Saritaka points out, this drasha will teach us even that a nida needs tefillah labayla, because since the pasuk used the lashon mei nida, and didn't use a lashon of one of the other tameim in the Torah, so it must be teaching us a tvila yaseira sheyesh benida that's not by other tameim, and that's tvila labayla. And don't say it's just coming to teach, the Gvura Sari says, that a nida needs tvila latiris, because he says that we already learned from the Kal V'chayma of Rabbi Yehuda Gaon. So al karchach, this pasuk of mei nida, where it specifies nida over all the other tameim in the Torah, must be teaching us there's a concept of tefila by a nida, even labala. The Rambam in Surei Bia, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, he learns it out from Verachatzu Bamayim. That pasuk he learns, which is not written in the parsha of nida, but he learns that a binyanav for all tamei that have betumaso ad sheyitvo. So even though we don't have a pasuk written in the parsha of nida, we have a pasuk for rachatu b'mayim, which is used as a binyanav. Again, we would have the same problem with the Rambam that we have with the Rav Yehuda Gaon. This would just teach us that a nida needs tefila for tyrus. But maybe for labayla, which we see is more kal, maybe an anida would not need tefillah. The Ritva in Masechta Shabbos learns it out from the pasuk that we have here in Agamar and Yuma. Since it says, "Bayoyim ahuyim kar niftach lebeis David liyayish v'yishayim lechatas ulanida," so it teaches us there's a concept of the tefillah by nida. Again, you would have the same kasher of the Eshkol, that maybe that's just tefillah l'tayrus. How do we know tefillah l'bayla? And furthermore, this will be coming out. You'd learn the whole thing from a pasuk in Kabbalah, not in Chumash. You'd have to say it's some sort of gilui milsa. The shita of Rabbi Akiva in Shabbos, Samach Dalet Amud Beis, is that there's a drasha v'yadava b'nidasa, Bidindasa tehei ad she tavo b'mayim, So at least if we follow the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that make that drasha from those words, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, we would have a drasha to know that a nida needs tvila b'mayim. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph and Ayin Ches talks about using different types of wet towels to be mekaneach ya panav yadav raglav on Tisha B'Av and or Yom Kippur. And we come out from the Gemara that there's three different types of towels. One is a towel that was soaked in water. We'll call that a wet towel. The other one is a towel that was soaked in water and then was wrung out. We'll call that, for brevity, a wrung out towel. And the third type of towel is one that was not wet with water at all. Just you used it on Erev Yom Kippur to wipe your hands, and because of that, there's some moisture in the towel. We'll call that a moist towel. And the Gemara brings a story about Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and actually also a memra of Rabbi Bar Mari, that they were noyig to use these towels on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, but they were more machmer on Yom Kippur than on Tisha B'Av. And depending on two different girsas in the Gemara that Rashi has, what they did on Tisha B'Av and what they did on Yom Kippur. According to one girsa, the chumrah of Yom Kippur was that on Tisha B'Av they would use a mamish wet towel, while on Yom Kippur they would use a wrung out towel, or according to the other girsa, on Tisha B'Av they would use a wrung out towel, and on Yom Kippur, all they would use would be a moist towel. And even though the sugya, the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, seems to equate Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur as far as the Issur Achitza, that's not necessarily a stira to our sugya Ha'er Yuma, because the chumrah of Yom Kippur is not as the chumrah in Rechitza, but it's a chumrah in Tzchita. In other words, if you learn that Tisha B'Av it's mutter to use a wet towel, the Yom Kippur, the reason you have to use a wrung out towel is because if you use a wet towel, you might come lidei schita. And if you follow the girsa that even on Tisha B'Av you could only use a wrung out towel because a wet towel would be an issur achitza on Tisha B'Av, so therefore on Tisha B'Av you could only use a wrung out towel. So even on Yom Kippur, you can't even use the wrung out towel because even that, you might come lidei schita. Maybe you won't wring it out enough and therefore you might come lidei schita. And therefore you have to use just a moist towel, a towel moistened from drying your hands with it the day before. The Gemara then brings another memra, a memra of Rabbi Yaakov, l'Rav Yirmiyah b'Tachlifa, Ipcha Martalan, that he says that he had heard that Tisha B'Av we were more machmer, and on that the Gemara says it cannot be on Tisha B'Av we're more machmer, because on Yom Kippur there's always the problem of Schita, and therefore it can never be that Tisha B'Av we're more machmer as far as the Rechitza. The Mepharshim speak, what was the Havamina that Tisha B'Av should be more Chomer as far as Rechitza? So there are different approaches. The Meiri says that Tisha B'Av possibly could be Chomer Yom Kippur because there's a din Aveles Chutz, that there's a din Tshuva like all Tanesim. That Tisha B'Av there'll be an Indian of Tshuva like there is on all Tanesim, like on Yom Kippur as Tshuva. But since there's added on the din of Avelis with the tshuva, so therefore you could have a Havamina that Tisha B'Av would even be more chomer as far as the Rechitza. Tosis Yishanim on the Daf gives a svara that Divrei Chachamim Tzrichin Chizik Yaisa Mishal Taira, that maybe Tisha B'Av, which is entirely Dirabanan, there's an Indian of Chizik Yosha Mishal Taira, that there could be a Havamina here that the Rechitza should be more Chamer on Tisha B'Av. There's a Svara of the Netziv, that according to those who hold that the Shaar Inuyim is the Rabbanan, so Rechitza on Yom Kippur is also the Rabbanan, Therefore, Tisha B'Av is a much more chamadika drabanan. It's in like an issa midivrei Kabbalah. So therefore, again, we could have a havamina that Tisha B'Av should be more asa berechita than Yom Kippur. The Rambam in Hilchas Shvisis Asa Perek Gimel Halacha Hey brings down the halacha that by Yom Kippur that we use a wrung out towel. We can make the towel wet, but you have to wring it out. And then it's mutter to use on Yom Kippur. The Rambam in Hilchas Tisha B'Av does not say what the halacha is as far as a towel on Tisha B'Av. So the Lecha Mishnah learns that the Rambam holds l'maskana that Tisha B'Av will be the same like Yom Kippur. He holds like this last memra of Amalei Rav Yaakov Rav Yirmi B'Tachlifa Ipcha Martalan that Tisha B'Av should be more chama. And then the Gemara says Vuzvina Schita. But since the Yissa Schita on Yom Kippur, so therefore by Yom Kippur you also have to wring out the towel. And therefore he holds the Maskana, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are equal. And he doesn't bring the Halacha Tisha B'Av because he doesn't have to say it because the Halacha is the same like Yom Kippur. The Merkavis HaMishnah writes that the Rambam is maskim that Tisha B'Av is, that Yom Kippur is more Chamer than Tisha B'Av. And by Yom Kippur, the Rambam is writing that you have to wring out the towel. It has to be a wrung out towel. But the reason the Rambam says you have to wring it out is just because of the Issa Schita. He holds there's no Issa Rechitza with a towel, wet towel at all. And therefore, by Hilchas Tisha B'Av, where there is no Melachas, he doesn't even say that you have to wring it out because it's Pashit, since there's no Schita, that you don't have to wring it out. And therefore, the Merkavis HaMishnah learns that the Rambam would hold by Tisha B'Av you have to wring out, by Yom Kippur you have to wring out the towel, while by Tisha B'Av you're able to use a regular wet towel. La'alacha, the Ramah and Hilchas Yom Kippurim, Tufrei Shud Gimel Simin Tes Paskins that by Yom Kippur we only use a moist towel. We don't even use a wrung out towel. Kash chayshina and shemaloti nagav yafeh the yavol deischita. That even with a wrung out towel, he might not wring it out well enough. And kamli deischita. And therefore Yom Kippur, we only use a moist towel. While in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, in Simen Tuf Kuf Nun Dalid, Sif Yud Dalid, he paskins that by Tisha B'Av we could use a wrung out towel, and therefore halacha is more machmer by Yom Kippur than Tisha B'Av. The Gemara on the top of Ayin Ches Amud Beis discusses what type of shoes, what type of footwear we could wear on Yom Kippur. The Gemara brings different mices of Amorayim that they wore a sandal shel sha'am or a sandal shel gemi, that these unusual materials are mutter to wear on Yom Kippur because they don't have a shem minol. The Gemara asks on that from a Mishnah in Shabbos where there's a machlokes whether an amputee could go out with his wooden leg. Rab Meir holds he could, assuming that the assumption of the Gemara is because it's considered a minol, while Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to go out with the wooden leg on Shabbos because it's not a minol, the Gemara assumes, and therefore there's an issa hotzah. And yet, the Gemara says there that both Rab Meir and Rabbi Yossi agree that you cannot go out with this wooden leg on Yom Kippur. So you see, even Rabbi Yose, who holds it's not a minol, holds that you cannot go out on Yom Kippur. And therefore, the sandal shel sham or shel gemi, even if it's not a minol, should also be usher to wear on Yom Kippur. Abayis answers like this. Abayis says, by the case of the wooden leg, the reason it's usher to go out with it on Yom Kippur is because it's talking about a wooden leg where they put pillows, certain things that made it very comfortable, and therefore it's usher on Yom Kippur because of Tainug. Rava does not like this teretz. Rava says, just because you put pillows in, does that turn it into a minol? Rava seems to hold that it cannot be usher on Yom Kippur unless it has a shei minol. And therefore Rava says that Avada, Rav Meir, and Rav Yosei both hold that the wooden leg is considered a minol, and that's why it's Aser on Yom Kippur. And that which Rav Yosei asks to wear the wooden leg on Shabbos, even though it's a minol, is for a separate reason, a gezeira, it might fall off, and you might carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rebbe Elchanan in the Kovetz Aris in Yevamos Simen Ayin Gimel has a chakira to explain this machlokes of Abaye v'Rava. The source for the Inuyim, where we learn out the Chamesh Inuyim, is, as we said earlier in the Perek, from the five times the Pasuk says Ta'anu. One way to explain this is that the bittel of the Inuy debts the Isser. Since we learn that out from Psukim, Te'anu es nafsho seichem, five different Psukim that say Inui, so the guf of the Isser is the bitel ha'inui. But the guf of Isser is not the achila or the rechitza or the sicha per se. It's this type of act that would bring you to a bitel ha'inui. Therefore, Abaya holds like this side of the chakira. And therefore, Abaya holds, if you have some type of footwear that leads to bittul ha'inui, you're wearing it with pillows or something that's mevatel the inui, and you're being mevatel the inui through some type of footwear, that's enough to be usher, because the gufa is really the bittul ha'inui. That's what we learn from the pasuk. While Rava holds, the ta'anu is only how we make the alfusa. In other words, the Pasuk says five times Ta'anu. So the Rabbanan figured out there are five activities that most fit into things that alleviate Inui. And therefore, these five things, Achila, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas, Asandal, are learnt out from the five times Inui, because abstaining from these things bring Inui. But once we have the Yalfusa, the Gufa Issa is not the Bitla Inui. The Gufa Issa is the Achila itself, the Rechitza itself. We just use the Pasuk to figure out which activities are the ones that are going to be Aser. But once the activities are Aser, those activities have to be done you have to do a real rechitza, a real sicha, a real ne'ilas asandal. So we can't come up with just a type of footwear that's mevatel the inui. Once we learn out the alfusa, we learn out you need real ne'ilas asandal. And therefore, Rava holds, if it's not going to be real ne'ilas asandal, it's not going to be usher on Yom Kippur. I'll call upon him. The maskana of our sugya, the way Rashi learns Rava, is that Rava is saying, not only is a minol shel or considered a minol, but a minol shel eitz, a wooden leg, is also going to be considered a minol, and therefore both of them will be usher to wear on Yom Kippur, and that which Rabbi Yosei disallows a wooden foot on Shabbos because it's carrying, is just not because it's carrying, it's really a minol that is not a masoi, but a gezeira because it might slip off. However, a sandal shall sha'am v'shal gemi, which are not considered a minol, those would be mutter to wear on Yom Kippur. The Ran asks, how would it be mutter to wear the sandal shall sha'am v'shal gemi on Yom Kippur, if you're telling me it's not a minol? Therefore, we should have the hotzah problem. Since it's halachically not a minol, it should be considered a masoi, not a malbush. And therefore, even though you could wear it Yom Kippur because it's not a minol, you shouldn't be able to wear it Yom Kippur out in the street because of the problem of hotzah. And the Ran is mechadish, that which you can't wear something that's not considered a minol on Shabbos is because that's not the normal footwear on Shabbos. But the Ran says, on Yom Kippur, since the sandal shel sham v'shel gemi is what's mutter to wear on Yom Kippur, therefore on Yom Kippur, that will be what's considered a minol as far as Hilchas Hotzah. And therefore, the sandal shel sham v'shel gemi, which is halachically not considered a minol, is therefore mutter to wear on Yom Kippur because it's not a minol. There's no issa nilsa sandal. And there won't be an issa hotzah because the gabe this day of Yom Kippur, that becomes the normal footwear because that's what's mutter to wear. And therefore, even if you would wear the sandal shel sham v'shel gemi on Shabbos, it would be hotzah. But on Yom Kippur, it would not be Otzah. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel has a fascinating suffix based on this Ran. He wants to know what would happen if a Chaya, a woman who just gave birth, who's mutter to Nilas Asandel, she's mutter to wear leather shoes, what would happen if she would wear this sandal shel sham v'shel gemi on Yom Kippur? Do we say, since a sandal shel sham v'shel gemi is not normally considered a minol, and normally there would be an issa hotzah, but just on Yom Kippur there's no issa hotzah, because since it's mutter for you to wear, it's the only thing that's mutter for you to wear, therefore it's not a masoi. Maybe for this chaya, who's mutter to wear a leather shoe, this, which is not a minnow, will be considered a masoy and will be asa for otzah. Or do we say no? Since for all the Jews in general, on this day, the sandal shel sham v'shel gemi is no issa hotzah, so therefore, even by the chaya, there will be no issa hotzah if she wore the sandal shel sham v'shel gemi. The Minchas Chinuch also says that Lanivis Daito, that he holds, that if somebody would wear a leather shoe on Yom Kippur, not only would be over the Yisr of Nilas HaSandal, but if he would go out to Rosh HaRabim, he would be over the Yisr HaTzah. Because he says that the Yisr of Nilas HaSandal would turn this shoe into a Masoy, and it would no longer be a Malbush. And he's medama'it to what Rashi says, in Erevin Daf Tzadik Hey Amid Beis, Rashi says Lamandi Abba Shabbos Man Tfilin Hu. If a person would put on two zug tfilim, even though it will be a tachshit mikal makom, kiven the over al bal taisef, since the second set of tfilim will be over man bal taisef, the issa bal taisef comes and creates the second set of tefillin into a masoy, and there will be an issa hotzah. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch says the same thing here. The issa that there is for the person to be nailed, the sandal, would turn it, that this leather shoe would become a masoy, and therefore not only be over nails a sandal, but be over hotzah. And the Minchas Chinuch says, even if the Inuyim are only Drabanan, L'chayra, even the Drabanan, the Ge'isa, L'mais, it's also for him to wear it, would make it into a Masoy, and therefore will be Oivo Tzah on Yom Kippur. Now, as we said, Rashi here in the Maskana learns Rava's Maskana that the Machloikis of Rav Meir and Yosei is not whether sandal shalates is a minna, Lavada sandal shalates, like a kavei kiteya, it's a minol. The machloikish just is whether there's a gzeira on Shabbos, whether the shemet will fall off and it'll carry the Rosh HaRabim. In Masech the Shabbos, on this Mishnah, on Samech Vav Amid Aleph, Rashi learns that the machloikish Rav Meir Rav Yosei is whether a kavei kiteya is a minol or not. In fact, the Rashba says, it's mashma like that from the Gemara there, because Shmuel is tali the din chalitza with a sandal shalates in this machlaikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yosei. By a chalitza, l'chayrit a machlaikis is this object considered a sandal, a shoe that you could do chalitza for with it? And therefore, since the Gemara is Taila, the Machlaikis, Rav Meir, Rav Yosei over there, not only in Shabbos, but in Hilchas Chalitza, it must be the Gemara over there holds that the Machlaikis, Rav Meir, Rav Yosei is whether a sandal shel eitz is a minol or not. And the Rashba says, you'll have to say that sugya on Shabbos holds like a baya in our Gemara in Yuma, that learned the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yosi was a machlokes whether it's a minhal or not. Tosfos, however, learns that the sugyan Shabbos goes like the maskana of Rava here in Yuma, that Rav Meir and Rav Yosi agree a sandal shalates is a minhal, and it's just a machlokes whether it's a gzeira, whether it'll fall off on Shabbos. If so, what's pshato in the machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, bechalitza, if they all hold that it's a minhal? Tosfos learns it's the same machlokes there. Rav Meir, Rav Yosi both agree it's a minhal, and therefore should be kosher for chalitza. The machlokes just is, perhaps we can't use it for chalitza, because it says na'alo, na'al haroyalo by chalitza, and the same chashash that we have by Shabbos, we have by chalitza. Since it could fall off, it's not considered a na'alo, a na'al haroyalo. Now, as we've said, the maskana of Rashi in our sugya is that Rava is saying that Rav Meir and Rav Yosi agree a sandal shel eight is a minhal, and therefore will come out lemaskana what's considered a minhal as far as Yom Kippur, or which is the prototype minhal, and eight is also a minhal will be also to wear on Yom Kippur, while Rashi would hold shel sha'am b'shel gemi like the mices of the amorayim, those are not considered a minhal, and therefore those you're mutter to wear on Yom Kippur. Other Rishonim learn differently. The Rif learns that the maskana of Rava is that only a sandal shell or is a minhal. And La Lacha, only a sandal shell or is Aser on Yom Kippur. And the way the Ramban explains the maskanas of the Gemara according to the Rif is that Rava is saying that Rav Meir and Rav Yosi are moida that a minhal shel eitz is a minhal, but there's a chachamim that argue on Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, and they hold a sandal shel eitz is not a minhal, and therefore, according to the Rif, the only minhal that's usur on Yom Kippur is a sandal shel or. The Baal HaMor is on the other extreme. He says in the Maskana, when Rav is saying that Kuli Alma holds it's a minhal, not only is Rav saying a sandal shall eat is a minhal, but even shall sham v'shel gemi is a minhal. And Rav is saying we can't be soimech on all those stories with the Amorayim that was sandal shall sham v'shel gemi. Because in the Maskana, according to the Baal HaMor, Rav is saying anything that's Megan is going to be considered a minhal as far as Yom Kippur, and therefore the Baal HaMor is the most chamed kashita that all minhalim, anything that protects the foot, that is thick enough to protect the foot, would be considered a minhal for Yom Kippur. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Asur Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin says that a minhal shel or is asa, but a minhal shel sham b'shel gemi v'chayotzeben is mutter, but he does not say what he holds by a minhal shel eitz. The Lecha Mishnah says, however, the Rambam does say by Hilchas Chalitza that a minhal shel eitz is pasul. It seems to be that he holds it's not a minhal, and therefore the Lecha Mishnah says we have to assume that the Rambam holds, since it's pasul for chalitza, it's not a minhal, and that he would hold a minhal shel eitz would be mutter on Yom Kippur. The Shaar Melech says that since the Rambam writes that the reason shel sham v'shel gemi is mutter is because you feel the floor, and therefore it's like you're going yachef, barefoot, that L'chayra would say that a wooden shoe, a sandal shalates, would be asur on Yom Kippur. And therefore, that which the Rambam says it's pasul for chalitza might just be because of the gzeira. The gzeira we had said that a wooden shoe, we're afraid it's going to fall off, it's not a na'alo. And therefore, it very well could be the Rambam holds the sandal shalates is asur on Yom Kippur because you would not be margish the floor. And even though he holds it's not a minhag of a chalitza, that could be for a side gezeira. La'alacha, the mechaber in Tafresh Yudalad, Simon Tafresh Yudalad, Simon Sif Beis, says, Asa linol sandal o minhag shel or, and afilu kavach iteyecha yotzibay, afilu shel eitz umechupa or, he seems to be learning it has to be the R or Mechupa R is Asa, but the Mishmar Brura brings down the Yesh Mecharonim that are Machma by eight, even when it's not Mechupa R. And then he brings there are even those who are Machmer, like the Balamar, with any Minol Asoi from different materials that are made like Aminalayim. That anything that makes it that you don't feel like you're barefoot, like the sheet of the Balamar, it's Megan in some way, so there's some who are machmer even by that. So even though the Mishnah says, La Lacha, we could be Makel and only Asa, one shall or. But Lamaisa, there are even Achrayim that are Machma like the Balamar, and therefore would be Mimin Amufcha, and Amufcha, maybe to wear just socks. Therefore, he concludes, Av She'ein Limchos Biyana Makila Machwish Shechanach Verov Achron Makila Bezeh, Mikal Mako, Misha Efshalo, Nachal Nahachma Bezeh, Velelech Ben Pelio Shel Beged Kinog, just but socks. Achein, he says, Avada, if you have to go into the street, then Avada, you can't go out in their socks. But that's the maskana of the Mishnah Brura.
We're in the middle of Ayin Ches Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Tinaikis Mutarim Bechulon, Chutz Minilas Asandal. In the Havmina, the Gemara learns this, that a Tinok is Mutta in all Rechitza, Sicha, but the Tinok is not able to do Ni'ilas Asandal to himself. And the Gemara thinks, what's the chilek between Ne'ilas HaSandal and, let's say, Rechitza and Seicha? That Ne'ilas HaSandal, if the Tinuk does, since people don't sleep in their shoes, it will look as if the Gadol did it to the Tinuk on Yom Kippur. While Rechitza, even if the Tinuk washes himself, people will say the Gadol washed the Tinuk yesterday and did not wash the Tinuk on Yom Kippur. Which Rashi learns, mutarim lechatchila is mashma that even the gedolim could be reichets the katan on Yom Kippur himself. And on that, the Gemara answers, rechitza v'sicha are different, since it's rivisayu, it's important for the health and the well-being and the growing up of the tinok. We allow the Gadol to do it to the Tinok on Yom Kippur, as opposed to Ne'ilas HaSandal, which isn't so critical, we would not allow the Gadol to do it to the Tinok on Yom Kippur. Lemaskana of the Gemara, therefore, the way Rashi seems to learn the Sugya, Rechitza and Sicha is mutter for a Gadol to do to a Tinok on Yom Kippur itself, because Rivu Sayu, it's important for their health and their growth and their well-being, while Ne'ilas HaSandal will be usher for a Gadol to do to the Katan on Yom Kippur. The Ran, at the beginning of his Perish, on the 8th Perik of Yuma, wonders about this halacha. He says, if the Inuyim, the Shar Inuyim, are going to be Daraisa, like the sheet of many Rishonim, how will it be that Rechitza and Sicha will be Mutta for the Gadol to do to the Katan? We know there's an Issa that we learn out in Masechtas Yevamos, Kuf Yedaled, of Lo Sachilum, that there's an Issa for a Gadol to be Machal, a Katan, a Davar Asar. The Gemara has three sources for it, Dam, Shiratzim, and Tumas Kahanim, that there's a Beferish Apostle, that a Gadol is not allowed to feed a cotton a Sheretz, or feed a cotton Dam. The Gemara there has a Tricha, so why you need all three sources? But at the end of the day, it's also Los Achilam to feed a cotton an Issa, to do an Issa be a Dayim to the cotton. So if rechitza and sicha is asur midaraisa, what would be the heter to do the rechitza and the sicha to the katan? Now the Ran does not consider this a problem if we say rechitza and sicha are only asur midarabanan yom kippah. Apparently the Ran holds, like the sheet of the Rajba holds as no lo sachilum by Isurei Dirabanan, where it's being done for the benefit of the cotton. So if it's only an Issa Dirabanan, and it's being done for the benefit of the cotton, we wouldn't have a Din Lo Sachilum. So that, if the Ran holds like that, it's good what the Ran is asking. Bishlam, if it's a Dirabanan, the Rechitza and the Sicha, so I'm doing it for the benefit of the cotton, there's no Lo Sachilum. But if it's going to be a Daraitza, the Rechitza and the Sicha, then how can the Gadol do it? It should be a problem of lo sachilum. What we could be medayik from the Ran's kasha is that the Ran holds as lo sachilum even where it's an iser asay. Now, as you might say, perhaps lo sachilum is only by lavim, like where we learn it out from. Dam, shratzim, those are lavim. Maybe there's no lo sachilum by an iser asay. But we see from the Ran's kasha, from the Mandi Amid that holds the Inuyim are Asa Minaraisa, even if it's Asa Minaraisa, just an Isser Asay, yet the Ran asks there should be an Isser Lo Sachilam. Similarly, Taisvis in Psachim, Daf Pei Ches Amid Aleph, asks a kasha, how can we feed a katan from a Korban Pesach that he's not a monoyan, it should be a problem lo sachilum. The isser of eating a carbon pesach that you're not a monoyan, the chayr is also an isser asay. And yet Taisvis asks there should be a problem lo sachilum. So from that Taisvis and Psachim and the Ran here, we do see clearly, at least they held, that even by an isser asay, there's an isser of lo sachilum. What's interesting is that the Ran is not bothered about the fact that we're Michael Kitanim on Yom Kippur. Took food, eating on Yom Kippur, Lekuli Alma is a Semitaraisa, it's a lav in fact, and yet the Ran is only bothered, how come you're allowed to do Rechitza and Sicha to the Kitanim, but he's not bothered about feeding Kitanim. The Chachma Shlomo is medayik from the Ran, that you must say that the Ran held as no los achilam by achila an Yom Kippur, because since it could lead to sakana, that a katan not eating is weak and could be a sakana's nefashas, therefore we would say there's no los achilam. It's not such an easy teretz to hear. The Minchas Chinuch and Shin Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, Taka holds that there is lo sachilim even by achila by ketanim. He says if you'd have avad, if it's a sakanas nefashis, that you have to give the cotton to eat. But he says if you would have a 7-year-old who it's late in the afternoon in Yom Kippur and he ate dinner 2 hours ago and now he wants to eat something for you to give it to him, l'chayr, it's clear it's not so sakan in this case. What would be the heter to give him? L'chayrit should be lo sachilim, and the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that should be lo sachilim even by achila. We had the Gemara on Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, where Shammai didn't want to feed the child, he didn't want to wash his hands, so they were geizi, he should wash his hands because of the shifta. But from that Gemara also we clearly see that it seems to be that there's no problem of lo sachilim but katanim, unless you'll learn that Gemara is also holding where it's a case of a sakana. But if we're just going to use this svara of sakana, it's really not entirely clear why in all cases you should be able to feed a katan. There should be cases and times where it's clearly not sakana and there should be a problem to feed them. The Imre Mevasa brings another approach of the Chachma Shlomo. The Chachma Shlomo has an approach that perhaps on Yom Kippur there's bechlal no din of lo sachilam. Lo sachilam is by something that the be'etzem, it's a maisa ha'issa, but a katan's not muzer on it. Dam, it's be'etzem a maisa issa, the achila of the dam. The katan is not muzer on it, But there's an issur lo sachilim for the gadol to be meichel the katan. But the Chacham Shlomo wants to say, on Yom Kippur, where the issur is yisuvei daita, and a katan is not a ben das, so for the katan to do something, achila or rechitza, on Yom Kippur, it's be'esem, not a maisa issa, because the maisa issa is yisuvei das, and the katan is not a ben das. And therefore, using this approach, the Chacham Shlomo wants to explain why there be no los achilam and Yom Kippur, both by the achila, shesia, and the rechitza and the sicha. But the Imre Mevasa himself says he has a hard time with this teretz. He says, L'chayra, that which a katan has no das, that's something well, with something tully in seichel, so he has no das. But we're talking about a hergesh, just a feeling better. So that the katan also is shayich to yisuvei daita. He's hungry and he eats. It's miyasev his das. That which is not a ben das, to make chaloisim, things that need seichel, l'chayra the Imre Mevasa says, is not shayich when we're talking here about yisuvei daita. So then the Imre Mevasa comes to say a chiddush in the din lo sachilim to take care of this problem with Yom Kippur. The Imre Mevasa says, that which the din of lo sachilim is only something that applies by an issa cheftza. You have a chepetz of dam. You have a chepetz of sheretz. It's a detestable, abhorrent, halachically abhorrent thing. So there's an isser in the object itself. So therefore, since the object is something that be'etzem is usser, there's a din that the Torah said, not only can a gadol not eat it, but he can't feed it to a katan, since this chepetz is itself a maisa issa. But he says when dealing with something like eating on Yom Kippur, where the food is not be'etzem asa, we're dealing with a issa gavra. There's an issa on the person not to eat food on Yom Kippur. So he says when we're dealing with an issa gavra, that's not shayach lo sachilim to put an issa for the gadol to feed the katan. The katan's not someone who's shayich to an issa gavra at all. And therefore, he says, b'chlal by Yom Kippur, there's not going to be an issa lo sachilim, and that's why there's no problem with the achilu shesia, and there's no problem l'maskanas ha-gemara with the rechitza and the sicha. To use this teretz, you'd have to add a little knetch that the Chazon Yecheskel in Perik Dalet, Halacha Aleph adds on. The Gemara does come out at the end of the day that you cannot do Ne'ilas HaSandal to the Katan. Now, if you're telling me there's Bechlal, no Lo Sachilim by Yom Kippur, so why would there be a problem with the Ne'ilas HaSandal? Therefore, you're going to have to slightly modify this teretz. There is the Issa Lo Sachilim, the real Issa Lo Sachilim, the Deraisa Dika Lo Sachilim, is only by something that's an itza cheftza, dam, sheretz, machalos hasuris. When we're dealing with an itza gavra, so we don't have the real, the raisa, the kedin of los achilim, but there'll be some shvacha type los achilim, a drabonadika type los achilim. So that shvacha los achilim, the Rabbanan did not put on by something like Achilo, Shasiya, Rechitza, and Sicha on Yom Kippur because Rivusayus, because it's important to the cotton for their growth and their well-being. But by Ne'ilas HaSandal, since it's not important to the cotton's growth, it's not important for them to wear shoes on Yom Kippur, therefore, even though there's no real Los Achilim, because we don't say Los Achilims, by an issa gavra, but there's the shvacha lo sachilim, this drabonidika type lo sachilim, which would apply to Ne'ilas HaSandal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.